welcome back to the broadcast, listeners. As it's the global conspiracy to depopulate the planet on our website. That's the global global conspiracy to depopulate the planet. It's National Security Study Memorandum 200, NSSM 200, April 1974. Been around for a long time, listeners, but not on too many websites. And this is vital information, as Dr. Boyd Graves has just disclosed to you for this last hour. We've connected these dots. We have a new caller, and I'm sure she has a pertinent question for you, Dr. Graves. Nan, welcome to the broadcast.
Yes, thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am.
Chris, I wanted to add something, and maybe it'd be something Dr. Ray would like to look into. There is a gentleman by the name of Colonel Joe Hart that has three patents on a cancer cure that is all natural. And as a matter of fact, John Stadtmuller had interviewed him. I have ordered 8 of his small books. It is what he calls it is God's chemotherapy. He has written the CDC. He has written Congress. He has written to everyone that can read. And no one will give him the time of day, but he does have the patents, and it does work. But it is totally inexpensive, and it's just, it is a very simple thing that he found out quite by accident. But I wanted to tell you about this and give you his name so that Dr. Gray might go ahead, as you say, connect the dots. Here are three other dots that there is a cure for cancer that is not expensive or harmful or hurtful.
And this is Colonel Joe Hart?
That's right, H-A-R-T, and he's really a fine individual. He's 84 years old. He's hard to reach on the phone because he's constantly telling people how to, if they call him with questions. I've talked to him several times. He sends his book out for free. If someone, I know a man that has cancer, as a matter of fact, in North Carolina, and he sent his wife a book for free. He simply wants people to know about the cure.
Maybe what you can do is leave the phone number for Dr. Hart so we can get that phone number to Dr. Graves. Is that
okay?
Possible?
Yes, it is. As a matter of fact, I have his phone number right in front of me.
Okay, maybe you can leave that phone number with the board operator. And
I sure will. And John has the phone number if for some reason, but I would like to, I think it'd be better to leave it with someone else.
Dr. Graves, do you have any knowledge of this man?
No, I don't. However, I did write down his name and certainly will, you know, try to tie it all together, you know, with everything that's out there. I will say that Otto Warburg in 1934 issued a science paper, The Cause and Prevention of Human Cancer. And I think we have known for a long time that cancer is something that can be defeated. But what we have standing in the way is this conglomeration, pharmaceutical mafia, that tries to shoot down anyone and anything that's going to take a penny of profit away from the pharmaceutical companies. And I think that's where the real fight is.
Makes sense to me. Nan, anything else, Nan? Okay, we'll get you that phone number at the commercial pause. We're going into another one here.
Well, let me just say too, Chris, that I don't know how long my phone's going to stay on. It's singular, and so you know when the pennies go away, the phone goes off. So we'll keep going as long as I can.
Okay, very, very good. We'll continue with you on the other side of the commercial pause for the Free Enterprise Cause listeners, and stay with us with Dr. Boyd Graves. Welcome back to the broadcast, listeners. Here we see from National Security Study Memorandum 200. Listen carefully to this, listeners. The State Department should urge the establishment at UN headquarters. Once again, the State Department should urge the establishment at UN headquarters of a high-level seminar for LDC cabinet and high-level officials and non-governmental leaders of comparable responsibility for indoctrination in population matters. They should have the opportunity in this seminar to meet with senior officials of UN agencies and leading population experts from a variety of countries. Then they go into the State Department should also encourage organization of a UNFPA policy staff to consult with leaders in population programs of developing countries and other experts in population matters to evaluate programs and consider actions needed to improve them, and consider actions needed to improve the ability to depopulate the planet. I'm asking you, Dr. Graves.
Well, you know, I think it's pretty clear there. And, you know, I'm a staunch believer in this NSSN 200 as being one of the most hideous documents I've ever seen in my life. But nonetheless, it is all there. This is the crown jewel of depopulation, as it was written by Kissinger, I guess, April 1974, and taken to that Bucharest, Romania population conference and, you know, signed into law by Gerald Ford. We believe it is all there.
By all means. LDC is, do you know what LDC is?
Yeah, less developed countries.
Well, there you go. There you go. Very good. Very important, by the way, as right now we're dealing with refugees and population problems around the globe and the move to help the world's poor. Bill Clinton is involved in all this. The Katrina relief, as Bush and Clinton are involved in that. Then you have the Tsunami Relief Fund. Bill Clinton is involved in this one as well, the Asian tsunami. And we're all dealing with lowering the payback that the third world countries have to pay back to the UN system and the IMF. We're relieving their debt now, and so we're on this global system of totalitarian control, and yet the American people are oblivious to all this because it's never publicized.
Well, you know, I think you're right on the money, my friend, in the sense that I do believe that what we are looking at is totalitarianism, and people don't even know what the word means, but nonetheless, that's exactly, you know, where we are. There's no left and right. There's no conservative or liberal. There's no Democrat or Republican. It is all the same. It is all the same.
Absolutely. And this has only been obvious to me for decades.
Well, you know, you're a little bit ahead of the curve then, and I think you already know that. You know, you mentioned former President Bush, George Herbert Walker Bush.
Yes.
You know he was appointed CIA director at one time, correct?
1972, I believe.
1975, I believe. But,
okay, correct. Go ahead.
And the reason I bring that up is because something happened at the Senate Select Committee hearing in August of 1975 where the former CIA director, I think it was Colby at that time, during the middle of his testimony, he pulls out something that looks like a weapon. And what it was is a microbial inoculator, a way to give people disease, and in particular HIV, without their knowledge. The microbial inoculator. And when he went back to the CIA that day, everybody was, well, for lack of a better word, everybody was pissed at him. And he was fired as CIA director for showing the microbial inoculator at that August 1975 hearing. It can give you HIV, AIDS, or other diseases at a distance of 100 yards through your clothes without your knowledge. Microbial inoculator. And George Herbert Walker Bush was appointed director of the CIA following the firing of Colby for exposing the microbial inoculator.
My goodness. Boy. If there's any more detail you can get into that, we'd sure appreciate it.
Well, I mean, again, you know, it's a matter of record. It looks like a .45 pistol, but it has a battery pack and a handle, so when it fires, it doesn't make any noise. So they call it non-discernible microbial inoculator because it doesn't make any noise when it fires, nor do you know that you've been hit.
Wow.
And I wonder, the development of this microbial inoculator as a stealth means of giving people HIV and AIDS and some other illnesses, goes back to the CIA from they began developing it in 1967. The question to this government is, how many of these microbial inoculators do we have? And how many have been used? Where have they been used? All of this is like outside of the purview of, you know, mainstream America. It's certainly outside of the purview of Black America, because, you know, they have they've got us under their control.
Now this is why I never go to public functions. Never. Never. I won't do it.
Well,
because of this thought that you just brought out and other thoughts that I've had, I don't go to public functions.
Well, my friend, you can be sitting in your car, so you got to go out and you've got to be there. So, you know, apparently they can get you whenever they want you. But the microbial inoculator is this dirty little chapter of CIA development of a weapon that dispenses illnesses into your body without your knowledge, even through your clothes, and cannot be traced back to the weapon.
I suppose there's also weapons that can give you a heart attack where you can just shake hands with someone.
Well, you know, if we could get inside the CIA, I guess we could find out all their dirty little secrets. But the fact of the matter is that the microbial inoculator was shown at that August 1975 Senate Select Committee hearing on CIA activities inside the United States, and that the CIA Director Colby at that time went back to the CIA and was fired for showing the microbial inoculator, and George Herbert Walker Bush became the director of the CIA. Subsequently became, you know, vice president and then, you know, president. But nonetheless, you know, this whole Bush conglomeration, if you would, going all the way back to his dad, Prescott Bush.
Correct.
Who assisted Hitler.
Yeah.
And it's a matter of record. So is there a connection to Nazism through the Bush family? Then the record says that there is, and it's not something that someone's fabricating. The fact of the matter is, many of us consider this to be the Fourth Reich.
Absolutely. And this is the point. Prescott Bush, way back in the 1930s, helping to build up Adolf Hitler and his military-industrial complex.
Absolutely.
There were factories that were not to be bombed during the Second World War, it was reported to me. And out of the Second World War, we received the CIA. The CIA has the World Fact Book, listeners. It's on our website, the CIA World Fact Book of every country in the world. The CIA comes from Operation Paperclip, correct?
Project Paperclip?
Project Paperclip, yes.
Well, yeah, it's an outgrowth of what, the Office of Strategic Services, and then it became the Central Intelligence Agency. But it appears that the CIA in 1948 had a program called NAOMI, N-A-O-M-I, which is the biological program, the self-development of HIV, N-A-O-M-I, NAOMI, Negroes Are Only Momentary Individuals, NAOMI. That's a CIA program from 1945, program at the heart of HIV and the necessity to target people of color.
Okay, now NAOMI once again stands for?
This is my conclusion.
Okay.
Negroes are only momentary individuals.
Wow.
And in fact, you know, this thing called HIV/AIDS, where when they snicker in the back of the laboratory that they had made something that will allow black people and people of color to copulate themselves into extinction.
Wow. I'm speechless.
Well, let me go further then.
Please.
If indeed HIV came from Africa, then, and i.e. from monkeys, why do we still have monkeys?
Yeah, good question.
Yes, sir. No, what you'll find, Chris, that SIV, simian, whatever that is, simian immunodeficiency virus, was not isolated until 1980.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. So
there's much speculation that SIV, simian immunodeficiency virus, came after HIV. That's how hideous this whole propagandized smoke and mirrors presentation by this government is, that simian immunodeficiency virus is more than likely something that was produced after HIV.
Now, Dr. Graves, I'm looking at an article from Environment News Service dated October 6th. A group of Senate Democrats introduced legislation to help America prepare for and protect against a possible avian flu pandemic. Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid joined together with Senator Barack Obama, Senator Evan Baugh, Senator Edward Kennedy, Senator Tom Harkin, and Senator Dick Durbin in introducing the Pandemic Preparedness and Response Act to provide a comprehensive approach to prepare and protect Americans from this potentially devastating virus. What are your reactions to this paragraph that I read from Environment News Service?
Well, you know, what I think we're heading towards is this police state. And I think we're like light speeding our way towards this police state, because here we have a man-made pandemic that is about to hit us, so that the next step will be the military quarantining sections of the country, which is what they want, and they're going to get that. In fact, there are concentration camps that have been in place for some time, and you can access those. There's latitude and longitudes of the concentration camps that many people think are for the upsurge of hostility, the revolt to this police state that I think we're heading toward. And for all this talk on this avian flu, as you see them, already everything is in place, but it's leading towards towards quarantine, that sections of the country will be quarantined.
There you go. We'll be back with Dr. Graves, listeners. If you have any pertinent questions to Dr. Graves, you're welcome to call in, 800-313-9443. Stay with us. Welcome back to the broadcast. I appreciate your positive response to bringing Dr. Graves with us today. Let's field some phone calls, Dr. Graves. What do you say?
Okay, that's fine.
Let's see what Paul in Florida has to say. Hello, Paul.